Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
One way in which America changed immediately after the September 11th attacks was the enlargement of the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center, a legal netherworld with detainees variously held without being charged or on trial for crimes the details of which cannot even be told in open court because they involve CIA methods that remain secret. A second set of pretrial hearings for five detainees charged in the 9/11 attacks will be held this week. Carol Rosenberg, reporter for the Miami Herald, will be covering the hearings at Gitmo and spoke with us about what we can expect from these latest hearings.
This week, we're going to be seeing for the first time a day-long closed hearing in the 9/11 case. No defendants, no media, and just the judge and the lawyers spending the day working on what we'll be allowed to see for the rest of the week. If you remember, the men accused in this case spent 3 and 4 years in CIA custody, and they're controlling the certain amount of information that's made public. And we're in the pretrial hearings. What they're doing is setting the conditions for an eventual trial. And that means you'll hear next to nothing about actually the September 11th attacks and a lot about what happened to them on their way to Guantanamo.
Part of the reason for that has to do with the fact that last time there was such a procedural mess associated with who could stop the proceedings, pull the ripcord, and prevent testimony from happening. And it seems like they're trying to get the ground rules set going in so that that doesn't happen this time.
In a sense, you know, there's a bit of kabuki theater going on here because the CIA has control over information regarding what happened to these men. And the attorneys, the defense attorneys, want it. They want it as a condition for going forward with trial because while it may be inevitable that these guys will be convicted at this military tribunal of the September 11th attacks, the defense lawyers want to know what the CIA did to them on their way to Guantanamo because they're trying to get the death penalty off the table. So these pretrial hearings are less about what happened on September 11th and more about how these men were treated during the 3 and 4 years when they didn't have lawyers, they weren't charged, they weren't on U.S. soil. And I'll give you an example. One of the motions that they're discussing in the closed session is how much we'll be able to hear about actually what the filmmakers of Zero Dark 30 learned from the CIA. Sounds a little bit weird, but the defense attorneys for one of the defendants says the CIA gave the makers of the movie more information about the dark sites than they've given to the defense lawyers. So they're going to go into this closed session. The defense lawyers are going to say, "Judge, we want to argue this motion in public." And the judge is going to have to figure out which part of a motion about the dark sites and a major motion picture can be discussed at a public hearing.
The theory, of course, that if they spoke with the movie people, how can this be classified and how can this be kept out of a court proceeding? It seems that the three sides here, or the three parties that you've mentioned anyway, have vastly different stakes. The defense attorneys, of course, want their clients to either get off or to get judged in light of all the evidence. The judge, I suspect, really wants this proceeding not to devolve into some sort of completely absurd circus. And I suspect the prosecution would just assume that we weren't doing this at all.
And the unseen stakeholder is the CIA because they control so much of the information. And if the judge is as committed to transparency as he says, but bound by the rules of classification, he's walking this fine line in the closed session of figuring out what can be played out in public and what has to be done in what they call the 505s, the closed hearings, where, by the way, John, even the accused defendants whose lives are at stake can't attend because they don't have security clearances. Now, remember, the discussion is about what happened to them, and they know what happened to them, but they can't be at the discussions when they decide which part of what happened to them is classified.
Oh, that is remarkable. Any chance you will see Khalid Sheikh Mohammed or any of the defendants under any circumstances during this visit? And what about signs of the either eradication of Guantanamo Bay or the permanent infrastructure that's being built to make it a more or less permanent feature of U.S. national security?
We'll definitely see the accused. The judge has ordered them brought to court on Tuesday. They are ordered to court for at least one public session of every week-long hearing. We hear from them less and less because the judge has made it clear they will speak through their lawyers. In terms of the infrastructure, you know, they're at a bit of a standstill right now. They've got the war court. Southern Command, the U.S. military base in Miami, wants to build a lot more infrastructure. They want a new prison for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his men. They say the other was maybe built on unstable land. But Congress, which wants to keep Guantanamo open, won't give them the money to build the new prison. So it's kind of a mix and match situation down there.
And as far as the hunger strike and the protests that were going on that were also a big story this year, any sense of that when you go down there?
Well, the hunger strike news is that the military has imposed a blackout and we no longer get daily updates on how many of the prisoners are hunger striking. If you remember, at the height, it was 106 prisoners. It had dropped to 11 a couple of weeks ago. And it had risen to 15 when they pulled the plug on transparency. Now we just don't know how many of the prisoners the military says meet their criteria for hunger striking and these nasogastric feedings that the prisoners say are forced feedings. They've just imposed this blackout, and we have very little visibility on it now.
Carol Rosenberg, reporter for the Miami Herald, headed to Guantanamo Bay for the latest on the Gitmo proceedings and the status of that national security operation. Carol, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Carol Rosenberg, reporter for the Miami Herald, will be covering the hearings at Gitmo and spoke with us about what we can expect from these latest proceedings.